the owl scared me when I was camping with my youth group. I think it was about to go hunting for dinner.
Little critters can't hide from that owl because he has night vision. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm super glad you're listening. Owls are great hunters, and because they hunt at night, they can see really well, even in the dark. But that's nothing compared to the way God can see. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, and that's some pretty great vision. Now for our story. It's entitled Night Vision. Blake stretched and yawned, lazily watching the campfire. He was on a camping trip with his church group, and he was tired. His head started to nod and his eyes grew heavy, but suddenly he sat up, wide awake as an eerie sound came from deep in the dark woods. Hoo! Hoo-hoo! Hoo! Hoo! Everyone peered into the darkness, and Blake and a few other boys scooted a little closer to the bright, comforting fire. "That's just our friend Mr. Owl," said Mr. Lee, their group leader. "I guess he's ready to do a little hunting for his dinner. Now, let's see what you boys know about owls. What kind of beaks do they have?"
"Hooked beaks," someone blurted out.
"Right," said Mr. Lee. "What are their claws like?"
"They're sharp,"
someone else called out. "Hey, you guys are pretty good," said Mr. Lee. "Owls have interesting eyes, too. Who can tell me something about them?"
"They can see in the dark," offered one boy.
"Right. They have night vision, so they sleep during the day and hunt at night. Their eyes are very sensitive, and when they fly overhead, they can see even very small animals on the ground." Again, the hoot of an owl came from the woods.
Hoo! Hoo!
This time, Blake didn't feel as afraid. Talking about the owls made them seem friendlier. "The good news is that owls don't eat boys," Mr. Lee said with a chuckle. "And although they have incredible vision, it's nothing compared to the way God can see. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place. To be able to see everywhere at the same time, that's great eyesight, isn't it?"
"Yeah, but it's kind of scary too," said one of the boys.
"Well, it could be, knowing that God sees when we do something wrong," said Mr. Lee. "But Jesus forgives us when we confess our wrongs, and he sees us and understands us when it seems like no one else does. He loves us and helps us, and he also sees the good things we do out of our love for him. I find that very comforting." Mr. Lee stood and stretched. "Time to turn in," he announced. "God will be watching over you all night. Remember that and sleep well." So, how about you? Are you glad God can see everything in the whole world at the same time, even into the heart of every person? He knows all you think, feel, and do, and understands everything about you. Best of all, he offers you forgiveness for the wrong things you do and promises to take care of you and help you do what's right. Take comfort in the fact that he sees you, loves you, and is always watching over you. Our key verse is Proverbs 15:3.
"The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good."
And our key thought for Sunday, God sees everything. Sometimes the best way to read a story is to hold it right in your hands and feel the pages and maybe even smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send them to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal too. Get it in the mail by signing up today at keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.